This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Communities that rely on tourism are trying to squeeze what they still can out of a summer impacted by wildfires and smoke. Outside Leadville, the Willow Fire has been burning since late June. Visitation there dropped about 30% last month. Nancy Bailey owns Leadville Exchange, a consignment shop on the main avenue.
Beyond the structural injury to the community, the economic injury is something that I think needs more attention.
Early data from travel company Intopia shows July numbers across Western resort towns were mostly flat versus last year. Immigration rights advocates held a rally at the state capitol yesterday. They're calling for more transparency and action regarding a case of tuberculosis at an Aurora Immigration Detention Center. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Groups issued their own public health order demanding cooperation from ICE and a detention center contractor in investigating an active case of tuberculosis at the facility. Activist Andrea Loya, who leads Casa de Paz, says she hopes their rally prompts the state to do more.
The true form of solidarity is to actually issue a public health order.
She's heard from detainees there are more TB cases at the facility, something ICE has denied. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More than 300 cyclists are making the way across the Rocky Mountains this week. They're on a five-day bike tour. The cyclists set off in Crested Butte and then cycled up Buena Vista, Salida, Gunnison, and finally end the tour back at Crested Butte, where they began. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.